97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It's on a Wednesday now, and the let's see, it's the what, the 21st of October. I had to look.
Wait, Mark, what?
Wait a minute, what am
21st?
I saying?
Don't take those days back.
No. 23rd of October. Early voting started yesterday. Sorry about that. I have my glasses on, but when I looked down at the screen, I thought it was 21. That didn't sound right in my head, but that's what the words that came out of my mouth. I apologize for that. So it's the 23rd, and yesterday early voting started. And here's the thing. Everybody I talked to experienced long lines yesterday. And some people, in fact, one of my neighbors told me this yesterday, turned around and left.
And is this said, in St. Charles County?
St. Charles County. Yeah. I'll come back a different day. We got some early results from St. Louis County yesterday. The county sent out a list of voter turnout at its various locations. Now, the difference in St. Louis County is there are 14 of those. In St. Charles County, there are two.
Not only that, and I'm not going to say who told me this, but they saw the line out the door in St. Charles County at one of those locations. It would have been St. Peter's. And this person says that they have the ramp closed on 79. So once you vote and you try to go back south on 79, you can't. You have to go down 70 all the way to the next exit and then turn around.
Why?
Which just seems like terrible planning. Why did you not think about that? Not to hate on St. Charles County. I love you, St. Charles County, but come on.
Yeah, it's a good question. I did, but I had several people telling me that they were going to go vote. There was a line of traffic to get on to 79 to get up to where the voting location was. They just turned around and left. So I don't know if we're discouraging people, if they're going to go back and try again. Please don't give up. Keep trying to get your in-person voting done. Because here's my concern. For the people that did make it in, and I did talk to several yesterday who waited 45 minutes to an hour to vote, the reason for that is because the ballot's so long. So even once you get there, whether it's today or tomorrow or one day next week, just set aside at least an hour to go through the process, because there are going to be people in front of you that aren't very smart and haven't either, number one, downloaded the Mark Cox voter guide, or they haven't taken their own sample ballot in and looked it over in advance so they know how to vote on these issues. And they're having to read that fine print on 43 different issues or races. That's what's clogging up the system. The people that are last-minute voters and didn't pay any attention to anything we've been trying to tell them. So just plan to give yourself an hour when you go. If you're out there trying to vote today, and I know some of the polls don't open till I think 8:30 in St. Charles County, right?
And that I think sounds right, and they close at 4:30, I think.
And it's earlier than that in St. Louis County. But if you're out at the polls this morning and you're already in line, give us a call down here, 314-241-9797. And I'd like to hear from you and your experience if the lines are long again today. 314-241-9797. Or use the Odyssey app there and leave us a message and just tell us what your experience has been at the polls. That's easy. If you're on the Odyssey app, wherever you go to listen to the show there, you'll see the 971 logo right below it. There's a little microphone. You can record up to 60 seconds telling us your experience, and we'll play it back on the air down here. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Dennis Hancock. He's, of course, the St. Louis County Councilman, because they've got three propositions on the ballot. A lot of people have been emailing me, well, what's your position on these? You didn't mention your voter guide. I'm like, well, if I mention those three, then I have to go into every proposition on every individual county and municipal ballot in the greater St. Louis area, and that is a lot. It's a lot for one person to do, and I don't want to be giving you advice on things that I don't fully understand in some counties. I do understand the St. Louis County props. We're going to get Dennis Hancock on here to talk about them at about 6:20, so stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Many often think of crime and conflict as the primary drivers. And while they do play huge roles, the Migration Policy Institute has found that it's actually natural disasters that lead to more displacement worldwide.
CBS, come on, man. They're that's for real, man. They're trying to convince you that The 10 million people who came to America the last 3.5 years came here primarily because of climate change.
We do have to acknowledge that there is sexism, there is racism, there are challenges in our electorate, and that's why it's so important that Kamala Harris is going everywhere and talking to everyone.
Oh, that's the exiled governor of Georgia. Did you know that? Stacey Abrams, the original election denier, who's telling you that the reason anybody that doesn't vote for any black man specifically that doesn't vote for Kamala Harris is a sexist and a misogynist.
Their new methodology showing results.
We tested that in 2022. We had one of our most accurate elections ever.
Yep. Quinnipiac is saying the polls will be better and more accurate this time around. That is, according to the polls, good news for Donald Trump.
I'm proud to stand here with you today, President Trump, and announce that I'm joining the Republican Party.
How about that? Tulsi Gabbard. Officially joining the Republican Party. She had been an independent when she endorsed Donald Trump.
Which is funny because you forget that she hadn't officially joined the party because she's been campaigning with Trump for how many weeks now?
Oh, I know. And she sounded more and more like a Republican. I would still like to... I have a few questions. Let's put it that way. I mean, I know she's changed parties, but I think that there are some legitimate policy issues I'd like to ask her about. I think she would, you know, potentially be a good Secretary of Defense or cabinet member for Donald Trump. But there are some policies that I don't know exactly where she stands on that I'd be more interested. Well, like abortion.
Well, but think about this. There are plenty of conservatives who are listening potentially right now who are they call themselves pro-choice. I say pro-abortion. So I don't know. That's one issue that I think there's a lot of so-called conservatives who do not feel that way.
Taxes?
Okay, economy? Well, now, if you're a conservative, you should be on, you know, at least in agreement on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think her disagreement with Obama and the Democrats over a lot of military issues, national security issues, were part of what drove her from the Democratic Party. But I'd be really interested in finding out what her position is, some of those others. Hey, welcome in, Tulsi. I said it before. I thought you would have been a great vice presidential pick for Donald Trump, even though I still had questions about some of your policies on some of these issues, for sure. All right. We're going to get to a quick break. Again, send us a message down here using the app, or we'll get to your phone calls a little later to get your experience at the polls if you've tried to vote early and face long lines. Up next, we're going to get to Dennis Hancock and talk about the three propositions on the St. Louis County ballot coming up on November 5th. We'll be right back.
Happening fast. Keep a level head and stay tuned to 97.1 FM Talk for Democracy 2024.
All right. Welcome back. Obviously, you can download the 97.1 voter guide, my voter guide there at 97.1talk.com. It's got a lot of the statewide amendments on it. What I couldn't get into was every single proposition in every local county because it was a little bit overwhelming. But I do know there are three propositions on the St. Louis County ballot. A lot of people have been asking me about those, and we've got St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock from the 3rd District on the phone this morning. Dennis, welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
I've been getting lots of questions about your amendments you got on there. So I appreciate having you on this morning to talk a little bit more about those. Now, I have told people I'm a yes on all three of them, but I'd like you to kind of explain for people what they're going to be voting on when they go to the polls this week.
No, and I've been getting a lot of questions about it from folks all over the district as well. But Proposition A changes the county charter regarding how members of the Port Authority, which is the part of the county's economic development organization, how they're appointed. Currently, the charter says one thing, and there was an ordinance that was passed in 2018 that says something else. Well, the county councilor has decided that the charter language governs in this case. So what this does is it matches the charter to the ordinance that was passed several years ago.
And basically just says that one person on the board has to be appointed from every district, right? There has to be at least one person from each district?
Right. Each district, one person from each district, and more importantly, the council member from that district does the appointing.
Nice.
For their own district.
Yeah, that just seems to make sense to me.
Yeah, it does, and it is actually it's the way it was done for several years after the ordinance was passed. It's only been recently that the county councilor changed her mind on how to interpret it.
All right.
Proposition C, which is another one on the ballot, allows for more separation of powers in county government. Today, the county councilor is appointed by the county executive, but the county councilor is the attorney for all parts of St. Louis County government, including the legislative branch, which is the county council.
Right.
What this would do is allow the council to have their own attorneys, not who doesn't answer to the county executive.
What do you think the odds are of that passing? Because I know there's a lot of questions surrounding some of these decisions Sam Page has made over the years.
Well, I would hope that it passes. I think it's very important that, you know, we get to interpret. We have someone who can interpret the charter for us and reconcile it with state law. Today, it really comes down to if Sam Page tells the county councilor, this is how you're going to interpret it. And I don't mean to impugn the character of the county councilor, but if my boss tells me to do something, I'm probably going to do it.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think you and or Mark Carter have both made that point to me before. When the council needs advice regarding a dispute with the county executive, we shouldn't have to go to the county executive's attorney to get that advice. We should have our own counsel.
That's exactly right, and that's what this does. There's no additional cost to the taxpayers because the money to pay for this attorney would simply come out of the county councilor's budget.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. So definitely a yes on Prop A and Prop C. Let's talk about the next one.
Okay, Prop O is clarifies when elected officials take office. You might recall a few years ago when Shalonda Webb was elected, they changed the start date for her, but they didn't change the end date for her predecessor. And there was a gap of about 10 days where her predecessor, Rochelle Walton Gray, was claiming to still be in the seat because Shalonda hadn't taken the seat. During that time, there was a special meeting of the council where they elected Lisa Clancy as the council chair.
Right.
And then that went to court, and the judge said no. Her term was over on January 1st. Anything she did after that doesn't count.
So they changed the rules to try to benefit themselves, the majority, I'm assuming?
Well, what they did was they changed the start date of the term to coincide with the first meeting of the council so that the council could elect chair and committees and those sorts of things. But what they didn't do was do the second step, which is to either extend or clarify what happens after January 1st when the terms used to end.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So this just clarifies that language.
Okay, Prop C, Prop A, Prop O, those are the three propositions on the St. Louis County ballot. I'm a yes on all of them, and I think Dennis Hancock's just done a very good job of explaining why you should be as well, and you'll see those on your sample ballot. What do you think about the long line so far, Dennis?
I think it's encouraging that people are taking advantage of the opportunity to vote early. I think that that's going to give more people an opportunity to vote. I know the last time I voted in a presidential election, I guess 2020, the lines were terrible.
Yeah.
Because it was the only opportunity that you had to vote.
Yep.
And so I think spreading it out over 2 weeks, I think, is going to help a lot of people not get frustrated and just throw up their hands and leave.
Dennis Hancock, thank you.
All right, Mark, thanks for having me on.
Great having you, my friend. We'll talk again soon. We'll be back in just a minute. All right, good morning to you. And if you are just joining us, by the way, your alarm clock just went off. You just woke up. The lead story this morning, and I don't know, I can't say that it's the lead on all of the local newscasts. I think it's already dropped to the bottom of the list at Channel 4's website, Channel 2's website. But Democrat Senate candidate Lucas Kuntz wounded a television reporter yesterday while trying to prove that he's a Second Amendment supporter. I think that is the biggest story of the day in the state of Missouri, because all of these guys, Tim Walz, all of them, want to go out and parade around with guns and try to convince you you should vote with them because they're a normal person who supports the Second Amendment, while all of them would vote to somehow restrict the Second Amendment. Lucas Kuntz is one of those people. Yesterday, he went out with an AR-15 on a 25-yard range on a steel target. Nobody in their right mind would shoot a high-powered round only 25 yards at a piece of steel and not think that through, that it might ricochet and hit you or someone else. They also had a can of Tannerite sitting on the shooting table. What if it had hit that can of Tannerite and would have blown up? I mean, that would have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
This is a PR disaster for Lucas Kuntz's campaign. And if you haven't seen that story yet, we'll talk more about it. We're waiting for some coverage from the Kansas City Reporter who got shot. Nobody's heard from him. I mean, he's okay, but they're not even reporting on it out there. Very strange. We'll get to more on that later. Right now, let's get to Dom Savino, please. Dom, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are we doing today?
I'm doing all right. You don't have anything that exciting going on in New Jersey this morning, do you?
The best thing that's happening here is that it's warm. The worst thing that's happening is I'm inside and not outside.
Yeah, we're really enjoying this this great weather this morning. I got to say, here too, we had 80s yesterday. It's going to be in the 70s today. It's been beautiful. It's if I said if we could keep this up year round, our property values would go up.
That is a wise idea.
Yeah.
It was weird though, wearing like a t-shirt and khaki shorts yesterday to go out.
It's true. Very strange. What's going on out there?
Yeah, let's start on Wall Street, Mark. Treasury yields are climbing once again as investors weigh strong economic data and worry about the ballooning national debt. And as yields go up, stocks typically go down. That's the case again as futures are lower for the third straight day. Yesterday, the S&P 500 posted its first back-to-back decline since early September. Several major companies are due to release earnings reports today, among them Boeing. The airplane maker is expected to post a big quarterly loss caused largely by that machinist strike, which has halted production for more than a month. The 33,000 workers are due to vote today on a tentative deal struck between Boeing and their union. Health officials are investigating a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. The CDC reports at least 49 people in 10 states have been sickened. Most of the cases were reported in Colorado, where an older adult died. One case of illness was reported in Missouri. It's not yet known which ingredient in the hamburgers is making people sick, though they're investigating the slivered onions and the Quarter Pounder patties. McDonald's stock is down 6%. Tupperware has reached a tentative agreement to sell its business just weeks after the kitchen product company filed for bankruptcy. The buyers of Tupperware's name and products are a small group of key lenders. The company called it a new day for the iconic brand. Amazon says Prime members can now save money at the gas pump. It's announced a new partnership with oil giant BP, giving Prime members a 10-cent discount per gallon at the roughly 7,000 BP, Amoco, and AMPM stations nationwide. Amazon estimates you could save up to $70 with that discount. And a warning to those flying American Airlines out of Lambert Airport. Wait your turn. The airline says it's piloting technology that alerts gate agents when customers try to get on planes before their assigned boarding group has been called. In those instances, the boarding pass scanner will trigger a sound and display a message to agents who will tell you to wait your turn. American Airlines says it wants to ensure customers with priority boarding actually get to use it. American Airlines says its Sound of Shame technology has been in use with positive results at airports in the Washington, D.C., Tucson, and Albuquerque areas. Park it, they say.
That's funny. I guess. Why?
We know that stuff happens all the time. How frustrating is that when you're waiting in line and then you see someone jump up there because they just have to get in line right away?
Because they got there late?
Yeah, I've never understood it, right? I mean, we're not going anywhere all that much faster, right?
Why do you want to be on the plane early? Like, either people, I get wanting to get off the plane earlier.
Yes.
I get that, but that's very irritating. Like, just wait until it's your row's turn to get up. But the people who want to be in the first group to get on the plane, I've never understood that. Like, Southwest, I guess you don't have assigned seating, but still, then you're just sitting on the plane for 20 minutes longer, you know, waiting for everybody else to board.
You had a plane experience the other day like that, didn't you, Carl?
I did. When I was on Southwest, you have to go in your cattle call. But the only reason I would see an advantage to that would be if you have carry-on luggage and you want to make sure that there's room for it. On Spirit, I know Spirit sucks, but I waited. I have a assigned seat. I didn't need to get up with all the other 120 people. I knew where I was going. I didn't rush.
But then when
on.
You got there, you inconvenienced the two very large men that were sitting in the two seats that you had to get through to get to the window.
It was a man and a wife.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And they should have bought that third seat.
Yeah, Carl was squished into the corner like a sardine on that flight.
And you were on the window or on the
middle? Was on the window.
Yeah.
So they both had to get up.
Yeah, very much on the window, it sounds like.
Yeah, very much
she apologized. They were on their way to a funeral, so I was not... I was
too
not
rough on them.
Too rough.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Dom, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Yep. We'll, I guess, maybe talk to him on Friday, right? I don't know if Nicole's
back.
All week or not. We'll see. All right. Good. Coming up, we'll get to in other news in just a few minutes. I do want to mention, we said this earlier, there have been reports of long lines at a number of polling places locally. Personally, I've gotten reports from several in St. Louis County, and at least one person who drove up to one of the two locations in St. Charles County yesterday saw the line and turned around and left. There were some traffic problems that you reported there on 79.
Yep.
And we reached out to Kurt Barr this morning, the elections director for St. Charles County. He's going to join us at the top of the hour. He said there are plans in place to fix that situation today. So we'll get an update from him live here coming up in about 15 minutes or so. So be sure and stick around for that, and we'll get you the latest. In the meantime, the good news is, when I talked to my friend Mike yesterday, who went and voted in Wildwood, he said a lot of people were carrying either their Mark Cox morning show voter guides, or they at the very least, they had their sheet that had been sent out by either St. Louis County, or in his case, it was St. Louis County or St. Charles County, which just shows you what the ballot issues are, mm-hmm. which means you have at least looked them over.
I was filling out my sample ballot last night, but my mother-in-law, I think I mentioned this yesterday, she was voting in St. Louis County, and she brought along your voter guide, but she said a lot of people in line had your voter
nice.
Guide, which is really cool.
Well, I mean, it's just going to speed the process. Let's just think about that. If for no other reason, it means if you've got one of the two of them, the sample ballot or my voter guide, you've at least looked at the issues before you get there. That's the mm-hmm. key. Even if I don't influence how you vote on them, you've at least looked at the issues before you get there, and you can vote in maybe 20 minutes instead of 45 because you're going to have to read every single item.
Well, you also put something on your Facebook page that relates to all the judges, because
yes.
for me, that's one of the worst parts, because I just simply don't know enough and I don't have time to Google all the decisions they've made on past cases. So, yeah, I think I was sharing that with some friends yesterday.
And I'll say again that information has been posted on the Mark Cox Morning Show, the Mark Cox Show Facebook page. You might have to go down a couple of posts to find it, but it's important for me to point out, I am sharing that with permission from the St. Louis County Family Association. They're the ones that made those recommendations on the judges. So feel free to go on there and get it and use it if you have questions. And that will also help you determine how you're going to vote to retain some of the many judges you have to choose from on the ballot. All right, quick break here. We're back with In Other News in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
Alt-rock musician Matthew Sweet, known for his 90s hits like Sick of Myself and Girlfriend. You just heard Sick of Myself right there. He suffered a debilitating stroke in Toronto. After receiving immediate care at Toronto Western Hospital, he was transferred to a rehabilitation center in Omaha for extensive therapy. Sweet is unable to perform for the foreseeable future. So a GoFundMe campaign has been set up to help cover his medical expenses. And so far, it's raised about $100,000 from 1,800 donors, which include notable names like Judd Apatow, Peter Buck, and John Cryer.
Wow, that's sad.
I would think those three could probably donate a little more.
I was just thinking the same thing. Thank you.
He's only 60.
Wow.
Yeah. Had a major stroke.
Dropping dead young these days.
Well, he had a great version of the Scooby-Doo theme in the 90s as well.
Yep. And if you haven't listened to the Girlfriend album, go get it. It's amazing. Kim's been reporting this all morning. Fernando Valenzuela, the Los Angeles Dodgers legend and cultural icon known for sparking Fernando Mania among the city's Hispanic community, has died at 63. The cause of death has not been revealed. Now, with his time with the Dodgers, he had a 141-116 record and a 3.31 ERA, placing him ninth in the franchise history for wins.
Yeah. One more living example, the fact that you cannot judge an athlete by looking at them.
He's a big boy.
He was a big boy with a he was barrel-chested and was a hell of a pitcher.
Did you hear the story how they found him?
No.
They went down, they were scouting out a shortstop, and he came in for relief, and they just completely forgot about the shortstop.
Yeah.
They just picked him up, and they were like, we'll take him.
Yeah, we want that guy.
And people forget he was a Cardinal.
Yep, last year.
At the very end.
Frankie Muniz, the 38-year-old actor known for his role of Malcolm in the Middle, has announced that he's pursuing a full-time NASCAR career. He will drive the number 33 F-150 for, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Raymu Brothers Racing in the 2025 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. And if you didn't know, he's been racing actually for a long time. Since about 2006, I think, is
How
when he started.
How old is he getting a little long in the tooth to
38.
Be doing that, isn't he?
I grew up watching that. Yeah, Frankie Muniz.
It's a great show. And Bryan Cranston started on there as
the
dad.
Yeah, he did.
Another fun fact, that guy's made a ton of money in parking lots. Look it up.
Who?
Frankie Muniz. He bought a lot of parking lots in L.A.
Good
like,
for him.
Before people knew to buy parking lots, he did it. And they said he made a boatload of money.
Interesting.
Bye Bye Baby is transitioning to a digital-only business after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This happened in April. All retail stores will close by the end of the year, with discounts are already on. So if you want to go to the physical store, you can get some discounts. Customers can continue shopping online at buybuybaby.com, access registries, and use gift cards through October 31st in stores. But then afterwards, it's all going to transition to online. If you have furniture orders, they're going to be addressed by customer service. The retailer was acquired by Bed Bath & Beyond in 2007. It's shifting to digital-first approach as part of its closing transition.
Well, there you have it.
I mean, you just don't go there to get baby stuff these days. There's just so many other places you can get it, where you can get other stuff that you need. So that's just not going to be the first place I'm going to think of to
Are
go.
Are there more than the one in just South County?
There was one over on Manchester in Ellisville.
I did something really dumb, and I admitted to my wife, I drove to three different stores looking for something yesterday. And then finally in the third store, I just got on Amazon and ordered the darn thing. Why the hell didn't
so
I just do that from the house?
Yeah.
Just old habits die hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have it there this afternoon. Like, it was dumb. I wasted a lot of gas driving around yesterday.
I hate to support Amazon, but man, it's convenient.
Oh my goodness. You can't beat it.
So Boston did take on the New York Knicks last night. Their game was a 132-109 blowout in favor of Boston. But here's something you might not know. They set, well, they tied a record for most three-pointers in a single game with 29. So with 9 minutes left, they decided they're going to try to break this. They went 0-for-13 attempts in 9 minutes trying to throw in an extra three-pointer.
No kidding.
They missed them all.
They needed
Which one,
Kalen
the Celts
Clark?
Or who?
The Celtics were the ones.
Celtics.
Yeah. They missed them all. It's kind of funny. You can go online and watch it, but they're just throwing up air balls. They're throwing up anything trying to get that last one.
30.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm saying it's just funny.
They couldn't hit one at all. Wow. I'll have to go look for that. All right. Thanks, Ethan. Appreciate that. Coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First at about 7:35. Find out what he's up to today if he's napping on the train. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.